You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Thank you so much for listening to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Banati alongside Ethan Uecker, Jeff Wagstaff, and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. Today, we're going to discuss five ways capitalist Chile is better than socialist Venezuela.
It's time to see what's lurking in the socialist cesspool.
Well, Doc?
One of the things that is very, very important that the people will really understand is that once you have a society that is being educated for 30 years, it's very difficult to try that society to change directions unless they start to see by their own eyes the results that they really happen in one direction or in the other. For example, we remember in the 1970s, Venezuela was an extremely powerful country. The Venezuelans were rich population, totally independent. They were in the number 10 on free society, not only to say that the First Amendment and the Second Amendment were respected, but at the same time, there were societies that they were spreading wealth and solutions to the world.
Right. They were kind of being used as the poster child for how we should be. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. But the point is that society was a capitalistic society. Mm-hmm. And that capitalistic society brought that tremendous wealth to Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Something happened from the 1970s till 2015 that suddenly the change was totally directed to socialistic behavior. And from that time on, that population suffered enormously. Something different happened in another country in South America also, that was Chile. Chile in 1970 was a poor country, and although there were a lot of respect for the law and the family and the religion and their behavior, they were infiltrated by communists, and they select a communist president. The disaster was enormous, and the solution was an intrusion of the government by the military and create practically a control under dictatorship. And the dictator was practically a right-sided mind and imitate the behavior at that time of the economy of the United States. And the surprise was enormous. From the 1970s till 2015, Chile became Venezuela. Chile became a country that is now one of the 10 most free economical countries in the world. Yes. His economy is enormous, and it's a very small country. There are only 16 or 18 million people. But everybody wants to immigrate there. And it's at the end of the tail of South America. Chile was not a well-known country for many years because it was isolated. Mm-hmm. Today is a very respected society. It's a society of Spaniards, Italians, Germans, English. This is the society that formed Chile. And this is the society that today is managing Chile. Recently, some documentation, they show that the Chileans are 50% richer than the Venezuelans. Chile has 6% of 50% richer.
Oh, okay.
And the Venezuelans are, the Chileans are with an unemployment of 6%. The Venezuelans have an unemployment of 17%.
Wow.
It's incredible to see that the GDP in Chile is 17%. The GDP in Venezuela is 50%. So you start to see the enormous amount of damage on the economy. Mm-hmm. The Venezuelans had approximately 175% of economy lost. Chile has 287% of gain on the economy. So you start to see that the free society, the free enterprise, the entrepreneurial mind is what moves the country.
How is that relevant to the United States?
Well, the problem is that you start to see in those societies how the idea of America is free enterprise, free, I mean, respect for religion, free elements that they give the entrepreneurs free to be able to perform and create things, low unemployment, good health care, good education for the kids, and all this is America. But now we have a situation that all this thing is being changed, and that change is going to take us years to correct. And unfortunately, it's going to cost also lives. Look what happened with a governor in New York. You need to see that this lack of common sense, somebody to put sick people in a nursing home together with healthy old people. The mortality was enormous, but there's no consequences. This is exactly communism. There are no consequences for the bad actions, and we don't want that. We are in the United States. And the comparison of Chile and Venezuela tells us that we don't want a socialist society here. We don't want to have those problems and try to correct those problems after two generations that socialism will destroy in the country.
Let's hope we don't go into that pitfall. Let's hope we don't stumble into that pitfall. Thank you so much for joining us on American Medicine Today. Make sure you check us out again next week. We're excited to say we're now located on Newsmax, locally here in Tampa on channel 1217, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Make sure you tune in to American Medicine Today.